Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Do you believe every word of this book?
The reality is, I believe it, but I don't believe it necessarily literally true in every single respect.
The Bible has some messages that nobody really can confuse and really not left up to interpretation. Love your neighbor as yourself. Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these brethren, you've done it unto me.
Baptist minister and presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee taking the Bible more literally than Rudy G. Maybe that commandment about adultery got in the way. We will hear a lot more from last night's CNN YouTube debate, but we begin with the explosive new investigative report about how city government paid for Giuliani's trips to visit his girlfriend, Judy Nathan, in the Hamptons while Giuliani was mayor and while Giuliani was married. It comes from Politico.com. It made the cover of the Daily News today, and Politico.com's Ben Smith joins me now to explain. And hi, Ben. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. It's good to be on.
So let's just walk through the facts. When did Mayor Giuliani start going to the Hamptons?
Well, I mean, I want to be really clear about what we know and what we don't, and particularly just to correct one thing slightly.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Nobody's claiming that he didn't have a right to the security when he was visiting his girlfriend. Like, had he taken his wife and kids to Disney World, cops would have gone along, and that was appropriate, you know, according to the city rules. And when he's visiting his girlfriend, you know, he has 24-hour security.
Absolutely.
So there's no sense in which the charges themselves, you know, shouldn't have been spent. But basically, what we have are records starting in the summer of '99. Which is before he's at least ever publicly talked about, spending time with the then Judy Nathan, and stretching through the really right up and past 9/11, include, I think in there are 11 visits to Southampton, you know, and there may have been other reasons to go to Southampton. His aides wouldn't talk at all about the specific visits. But the funny thing about these records is that a lot of his travel records, including some of these and some portions of others of these, were billed to a bunch of really quite obscure city mayoral offices.
As I said in the intro, the question here is how city government paid for Giuliani. And look, it may rub people the wrong way just to know or be reminded that there were extra expenses to go out to the Hamptons to have an adulterous affair, which technically he's entitled to because he's entitled to take his weekends anywhere he wants as mayor, and he's going to get the police protection to do it. But it may rub some people the wrong way that he never did that before. He didn't travel very much as mayor in his first years, and suddenly he was doing that on many weekends in three summers. But what's new here, as I understand your article, is which city agencies these trips were billed to, as you were starting to say. And curiously, they are agencies with no apparent relevance to mayoral weekends, like the Assigned Council Administrative Office, the Office for People with Disabilities, and the Loft Board. And I love that it's the Loft Board. But why is it the Loft Board?
You know, I don't know. They still have not explained it. You know, they wouldn't explain it. They said to me that it was an accounting thing. But it's not. I mean, nobody. I talked to the Dinkins budget director, actually, Carol O'Clerican, whom Rudy's predecessor, and she said she'd never seen this done, and the only reason she could think of for doing it was to hide it. But they still haven't explained that.
So the mayor was asked, the former mayor, Giuliani, was asked about this briefly last night, though with no follow-up by Anderson Cooper on CNN during that debate, and here was Giuliani's response.
It's not true. I had 24-hour security for the 8 years that I was mayor. They followed me every place I went. It was because there were, threats that I don't generally talk about. Some have become public recently. Most of them haven't. And they took care of me, and they put in their records, and they handled them in the way they handled them. I had nothing to do with the handling of their records. And they were handled, as far as I know, perfectly appropriately.
So at the beginning of that answer, he said it's not true. What was he saying is not true?
I think he was denying something that my story certainly didn't assert, which is that he wasn't entitled to these bodyguards, that there was something legally wrong with the fact that these bodyguards, these cops, were driving him out to the Hamptons to visit his girlfriend. Like that's
okay,
not,
so
mean,
that's the, so that's on one level, and then also in that response, he says he never knew how this accounting was done. So does that close the book on any kind of scandal that might be on him? If it's true that whoever did this accounting, if it was funny accounting or trying to hide these expenses in obscure agencies, if he didn't personally know?
I don't know. I mean, he was mayor. You say Rudy Giuliani cut crime. He didn't personally arrest people. I mean, you when you're the executive, you typically take credit for the good and the bad.
Another thing that you unearthed in this story was a letter from New York City Comptroller William Thompson about this shortly after Giuliani left office. What does the Thompson letter say?
Right, and this is what I think indicates that this isn't just something ambiguous that's being misread by somebody who isn't an expert. Because Thompson's auditors, who do this full time, audited the Loft Board, and Thompson's predecessor's auditors in 2001 found these funny expenses, said this doesn't make any sense, asked the Giuliani people about them, and were told this was security-related and they couldn't talk about it, they wouldn't explain it. Thompson then wrote a letter to Bloomberg saying, we've discovered these unusual expenses, can you please explain them? And Bloomberg, and it's unclear what happened between Thompson and Bloomberg, actually. I was unable to report that out, but nothing. Bloomberg's office says that he referred it to the Department of Investigations, and they wouldn't comment on what the disposition was.
And Giuliani's people say that the billing to irrelevant agencies was a practice that predates Giuliani. But you're saying that Dinkins' budget director disputes that.
Yeah, she certainly was unfamiliar with it, and suggested that the only reason to do it that way would be that it wouldn't be found. I mean, I don't know. The documents I have stretch back to the summer of 99.
So where does the story go from here, in your opinion, Ben?
I mean, I'm honestly waiting for a sort of clear explanation on why they did it.
And obviously you didn't get it in the debate. Were you a little disappointed that Anderson Cooper didn't follow up with a more specific question?
Yeah, I mean, I think that... And some of the reporting on this has been, the following has been really great, particularly in the New York TV market and in the New York print market, because people really know these stories and understand it. But like a lot of it has been challenging Giuliani on the question of whether it was right for him to have security, whether he was stealing this, and that's kind of a distraction.
Which you're making clear is not the issue.
Right.
But again, it could be a political issue.
Sure could. And people, I'm not sure a lot of people, I'm not sure it's a political issue in New York.
Yeah.
Where maybe there's a little more tolerance for sin, but certainly in a Republican primary, it just sort of the image
right.
of these cops shuttling him out to the Hamptons.
But the new information that you have, and I wonder if you think it's a legal issue, if technically there may be an ethical lapse on the part of whoever did this in the Giuliani administration, or some kind of technical violation, or something in paying for the security detail for these mayoral trips to the Hamptons by billing them to the Loft Board and the Office for People with Disabilities and other things?
I don't know. I don't know the law on it. The Rudy Giuliani people are right that governments often shift money around, but they usually do it. I mean, they do it for a reason, and the thing that we haven't quite heard here is why. I mean, often, for example, staffers for the mayor will be put on the payrolls of other agencies to make it seem like they have fewer staffers and to make it seem like they're being more frugal. It's just we haven't, but it's not something you do randomly, and what they have yet to do is explain why they did it.
How much money are we talking about?
Well, the total of the expenses, which are a range of travel expenses, they also include expenses related to his 2000 campaign for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
To some of the upstate travel for that campaign.
Right.
The total is it's between $400,000 and $500,000. But again, a lot of that is not the trips to the Hamptons. Those aren't, it's not that expensive. I mean, a Hamptons trip would cost, between $1,000 and $2,000.
But wait, you're not saying that city taxpayers footed the bill for his political Senate campaign trips, are you?
Yes.
Yes? Is that supposed to happen?
His chief of staff told me yesterday that that they had offered to reimburse the NYPD, and the NYPD wouldn't accept reimbursement for security on those trips.
The NYPD wouldn't accept reimbursement for security on those trips?
Yeah, that's the official line.
Right. Okay. So technically, that's done, and it's not any kind of a violation. But
that's what they say.
Some of those trips too. Presumably, they didn't have anything to do with the Office for People with Disabilities or the Assigned Counsel Administrative Office, which helps assign lawyers to indigent criminal defendants.
Right. Apparently, no. There's no indication. And I mean, and the Loft Board, which regulates the rent of people who have quasi-legally seized apartments or have moved into apartments, which may not be a real Republican value either.
And I love that it's the Loft Board. But okay, we will have to leave it there, and I guess you're going to continue to report this story out, and we'll see what comes of it.
Thanks.
Ben Smith from Politico.com. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More from the YouTube debate in a minute.